What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're talking with Frank in Pennsylvania. Frank, take it away.
Okay, Michael, thank you so much again. And I was just reflecting on the GDP versus the unemployment numbers. And if you look at the GDP, which basically shows more people are borrowing money, spending in the economy, it's pretty much anemic. It's literally in negative territory. And then they're telling us that the unemployment rate's only like 4.9%. Now, if all these people were working, we would have a much higher GDP. We've been swimming in such propaganda. And it's become to the point where these economists that support the Hillary Clinton agenda are slick-talking us to believe in that. No, it's not the truth. You know, things are really much better than what they seem. They are not. They are not. Now, my part of the country I live in, it is devastated. I mean,
yes.
You know, it is to the point where I know people putting in for dollar store jobs, you know, that were working at manufacturing, lost their position, and the dollar store jobs aren't even hiring. You know, they're advertising these jobs. People are not working. It's gotten to the point where it's so sad. We are actually on a decline in this country, and I think that it is shown by the rallies that Trump is getting at his events. Now, he's coming over to PA, and he's going to give a rally. He's going to fill that arena because people want to work. People want to work regardless of what race, what creed, what color. They keep on saying the white angry man is because they lost their jobs. No, it's also the black angry man and the Hispanic angry man and the Asian angry man. They lost their jobs to this economy. They want to work. They want to have jobs and better their lot in life, Michael. And that's what's really going on. The mainstream media just doesn't understand this, Mike.
Well, there's a couple of things you need to keep in mind. Yes, we're being fed a bunch of lies. We're being mushroomed, kept in the dark, and fed on refuse. And the reality is, right now, and even CNN reported on this at one point, and then they were told to please kindly shut up about it, there are roughly 94 million legal American citizens willing and able to work in this country out of a population of 320 million total, not counting the illegal immigrants and the refugees. Now, that tells you that this 4 to 5% number has to be a complete joke. And the way they come up with that without simply saying we're just making it up is people who have been out of work for more than a few months are put in a separate category that nobody wants to look at. The 4%, 5% unemployment number is simply people who lost their jobs within the last few weeks and who are still on unemployment benefits. That's it. That's how they cook the books. And you're absolutely right. This economy is terrible for the ordinary American. In fact, it's a worse condition than it was back in the Depression of the 1930s in terms of just how many Americans are out of work right now. And they're trying to puff it up and make it look good so the incumbents can win their re-elections in November. But the other part of it is this New World Order global agenda requires every nation's economy to be driven down to the same low level that we see in countries like Brazil, so that when they do drop the borders, there won't be this mass flooding of people back and forth out of control. And our current political elites are on board with this New World Order agenda because they all dream of a shot at that golden throne of planet Earth. And Trump is right. We've got to take care of the United States of America. The American people, generation after generation after generation, built this nation up to be a manufacturing powerhouse, an agricultural source to the world. And it's all been taken away from us through these political machinations and corruption and just out of control cronyism. And we don't want to be part of a New World Order global government. It's being shoved down our throat. And you would think from what's going on in Europe right now that they would understand this is a failed policy and a failed agenda. But, you know, all of these people on Wall Street who are getting insanely wealthy, they understand. As they get richer, it means other people must be poorer. In fact, they, no matter how much money they have, they can't feel rich unless they can look out the windows of their ivory towers down on the ground and see lots and lots of homeless, starving Americans. That's how psychotic this money junkie fever actually is. Again, everything coming out from the government is total bovine excrement, whether it's the unemployment numbers, global warming, the success against ISIS, all of it. Truth has become such a valuable commodity. Our government is economizing on it. There's hardly anything that you can trust coming out of the corporate media except the sports scores and the weather report, and they're not even all that good on the weather report.
No, that's an excellent point, Mike. And then the slap in the face to the everyday Americans is when you stated earlier on your show that we're giving $50 billion to the state of Israel, and you think of what $50 billion can do in the United States for the people that are working.
Yes.
$50 billion can pave almost 5,000 miles of road. Yeah, out of $1 million a mile. Just think about that, Mike.
Okay,
that money
could
be spent.
I've got one better for you, but first we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network here, and we're talking about the economy here in the United States of America. Even over and above all this money being sent by the U.S. government to Israel or used to prop up Wall Street, let's look at the Pentagon. Yet again, they have come up literally misplacing trillions of dollars. They don't know where it went. What could we do with this country for the civilian population with $6 trillion? New schools, new hospitals. Well, we could write a check to everybody so that they could get caught up on their mortgage. I mean, everything the U.S. government did since the meltdown of the mortgage-backed security fraud in 2008 was exactly 180 degrees wrong from what would have worked. If they had simply gone to these crooked Wall Street firms and said, we're going to take trillions of dollars away from you and distribute it among the American people, nobody would have missed a mortgage payment. There would have been a mortgage meltdown. Nobody would have missed a car payment. People could have gone out and bought new American-made cars. There wouldn't have been a need for the auto bailout. People would have money to go to the shopping malls. There wouldn't be a retail crisis. But because Washington, D.C. has become a fascist economic dictatorship, and they're firmly on board with the bankers, their solution was to take trillions of dollars away from the American people and give it to the bankers so the bankers could loan it back to the American people at interest, which is all a bailout is. Stealing your money, giving it to the banks so that you have to go to the banks and borrow it back at interest to maintain that debt slavery.
Excellent points. You're absolutely correct. And just think how many people's lives lots would have been better if he would have went with your plan. And I agree. And Trump is correct. And the more he talks about the issues, the larger his crowds get, the more the mainstream media seems to attack him. But it's not working this time, Michael, because I think your show and other shows like yours that are telling the people the truth is what's really going on. And that's the people are tuning into your program. And the vast majority of Americans, I think, agree with your opinions than the administration's opinions, Michael. And thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, thank you very much for the call, and we're going to let you go here. There is one other factor to keep in mind. We know the government wants to disarm the American people to prevent opposition to oligarchy, but you need to understand money is also seen as a weapon. And throughout history, opposition to oligarchy, revolution, has always arisen from the middle class who have the money to support resistance to oligarchs. During the French Revolution, it was the middle class from which the revolution emerged. In the early United States of America, it was the middle class from which the revolution began. And so for any dictator or tyrant, getting rid of that middle class, stripping everybody of their wealth, making them so poor that they can barely feed themselves, let alone stand up against their oppressors, that's always part of the plan. When the Soviet Union was being set up, they created a system in which, by design, there never was a middle class. And that's why the Soviet Union, despite all of its failings, persisted as long as it did. The destruction of the American middle class's wealth is part of the design to keep us helpless in the face of a government that has just gone completely towards oligarchy. And that money is actually a more potent weapon than any firearms we might have. The only thing they can't seem to find a way to strip from us just yet is our ability to communicate with each other through vast numbers. And they're probably working on that as well. because this revolution, as I told somebody the other day who was advocating for blood in the streets, said we don't need to do that. This revolution will not be fought with guns and bombs. It'll be fought with keyboards and information, and it is, and we are gaining. All right, one more phone call. Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I can't agree enough with you about that point. They want us poor, so we can't resist. And the T for Trump, that's awesome because you don't have to buy anything. That could go viral. So I want that to go viral. That's so awesome. I got like five really quick things if we got time.
Sure.
Regarding Trump's Second Amendment supposed threat about Hillary, stopping Hillary from taking the guns, I just wanted to like mention that the mainstream media, the old dinosaur dying media, I should say, is very disingenuous here. And what they're saying is they're making it sound like Trump wants an armed uprising to stop Hillary from picking judges. But no, that's not what he was saying. He was saying that maybe only an armed population could stop a gun grab after.
No, he wasn't even saying that. He wasn't even saying that. If you actually look at what he said, it's easy to basically say that what he meant was that the Second Amendment supporters politically oppose the Supreme Court's attempt to change the Second Amendment. He was talking about the NRA, whose political clout and lobbying power is legendary, and that's not a nonviolent suggestion at all. But the media is out there saying, oh, he's calling for assassination. But then if you remember back during the primary season where there were all these articles in the corporate media about what a great thing it would be if somebody would just kill Donald Trump, and nobody made a stink about that, and the bias of the media is fully on display. And that's actually a good thing because, I mean, everybody I'm talking to, they're just saying they can't believe how openly biased the media is to shove Hillary down our throats. They can see, they're seeing Donald Trump as a victim of the establishment, and they identify with him because most people walking around this country are feeling they too are victims of this establishment. And that is really at the heart of Trump's exploding support.
Yeah, and for the people that say that we, the reason Trump's popular is because we're all a bunch of racist people, isn't it obvious that we're not racist? And the proof is that we elected Obama twice.
Yes, but they're not going to mention
that's
that.
Ridiculous.
No, what they're trying to do is figure out a way to get Trump's supporters to stop supporting him, saying, oh, if you're a Trump supporter, then you're a tool of Russia. If you're a Trump supporter, you're a racist. If you're a Trump supporter, you know, you hate Mexicans. If you're a Trump supporter. And then, of course, they had all these hoax stories. Oh, Trump is going to quit anyway. They had one earlier today on the media. Trump is already talking about he's going to lose to Hillary. And the goal of all of that is to convince Trump's supporters not to even bother showing up at the election in November because it's a pointless exercise in futility. It's a total waste of time. He's going to lose, and you just might as well stay at home and watch CNN or something like that. And it's not working. They're not getting traction because the American people have come to understand the corporate media is the enemy. The corporate media is the ministry of propaganda for the establishment, which has destroyed the American standard of living, not to mention the standing of the United States as a whole as seen around the world.
I don't think they're going to be able to pull off rigging it enough. We're just going to overwhelm the voting. I think it's going to be I was going to say 80%, but when you really factor it all in, I think it's the actual number is probably like 65%. That includes all the brainwashed people that don't have any idea what's going on, including everybody. It's probably 65% of the USA that are voters that want Trump right now. And of the educated voters, it's probably like 80%.
Well, on the polls that are held on websites not connected with the corporate media, Trump is enjoying a landslide victory. When we hold polls here, he's above 90%. Other places, it's 60 to 70%. There is no question he is favored by the American people. The establishment's problem is how to steal the election for Hillary or how to get rid of Donald Trump in a way that doesn't trigger an actual armed revolution. And this is probably the one thing we can all agree on. I don't want to see an armed revolution in the streets of the United States of America because the wrong people get killed and crippled in these things. But we do have to bring about a peaceful revolution in this country, or we're going to find ourselves in a new world war, and it's going to go nuclear. And the only people who win a nuclear war are the bankers, because they've loaned us the money at interest to build the nuclear bombs, and they'll be very happy to loan us the money at interest to rebuild our world after it's been blown to bits.
Speaking of nuclear, that brings me to my other point. Regarding the nuke codes, like in the football, I've got this idea. What do you think? Is it possible that because of the fact that the presidents are puppets for the most part, what's the chance that they don't actually have the right codes in that football, that the codes that if they are a puppet, you wouldn't want to let your puppet have that much power? I bet you if Obama tried to launch a nuke, he would find out at the last second it's not the right code.
Well, that's kind of an interesting idea, but I do think that the president actually there's a specific group, the National Command Authority, that is in theory in charge of the nuclear release. The president is obviously the top guy there. We do have a supposed safeguard called the two-man rule, which is that the strategic forces, the nuclear forces, will not accept a command to launch a nuclear attack from the president unless it is seconded by somebody else who's in that national command authority, which would be the vice president, the secretary of state. I think the Speaker of the House is in there as well. It's a very, very small group, and they've all got those little plastic cards with their code numbers on there. In theory, if the U.S. is attacked with a nuke, the president can launch on his own. But certainly, I would hope that if the president just went totally crazy, like let's say Hillary gets elected and she suffers another stroke and she hallucinates Russia's attacking and she orders up a nuclear strike, that one of the National Command Authority people around her would say, Hillary, you're listening to the voices in your head again. We're going to take away your little plastic card and we're not going to melt the earth down into slag just today.
Yeah, according to this creative theory, we might have actually already had a few World War III nuclear holocausts that were prevented. Like, we might have had Netanyahu already launch once, and we might have had, like Bush launched once or something, and then they find out that they don't work. Maybe that's why, that's what they're keeping it safe through all these.
There have been some near misses. There have been some near misses. There was that bomb they accidentally dropped in the water off Savannah, Georgia. They've never found that one. They lost six nukes into the Mediterranean. Do you remember the movie War Games? Matthew Broderick's one of his earliest films.
Old movie.
That was actually based on a true story. And that was where they were running an exercise at Cheyenne Mountain. They fed a simulation into the battle control system, but they didn't mention that it was a simulation. And they literally got to the point of getting ready to release Armageddon on Russia when finally somebody realized they'd made a mistake. Now, when they made the movie, they shifted the blame from mistake inside Strategic Air Command to kid with a computer hacks in from the outside and launches this artificially intelligent system that doesn't listen to anybody until he's defeated in tic-tac-toe. And it's certainly an interesting movie. And by the way, the real Strategic Command Center in Cheyenne Mountain never looked as good as the movie set. In fact, little story here. When I worked for Robert Abel and Associates toward the last part of its existence, they spun off an industrial division for computer animation. And we actually got contracted by Martin Marietta to help them set up a demonstration for the battle management system for the Strategic Defense Initiative. And we all had to have security clearances and all the rest of that. And we actually hired the set designer from War Games to come in and design the set that we were going to build to simulate the battle management system Martin Marietta was proposing to Congress. Congress went with somebody else afterwards, but it was an interesting experience to go through. Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a fun work background history. You've been working on all sorts of interesting things with NASA and with Hollywood.
It's been colorful. Other people would simply say he can't hold on to a job for more than 4 or 5 years. We got to take a break for the commercial. Thank you, Mateus, and we'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, we're kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Extendivite. A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Mo in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. I can't believe it. I was just thinking about, I told my wife, I said, you know, I watched Putin give his one of his talks there with the press, talking about how just really he's just like, hey, you guys are idiots. These people running your government are trying to, they're poking the bear. You guys need to back off. He's screaming. Nobody's listening. And I couldn't help but think of the general from War Games where he said, I'd piss on a spark plug if I thought that would help.
Yeah.
And I would. I remember that one.
Yeah. Well, it's... It's weird. You know what really weirds me out about these people? They actually think nuclear war is winnable. And at the end of World War II, when the U.S. was the only one with nuclear weapons and they only used two of them, yeah, we could all pretty much survive. And Hiroshima and Nagasaki were rebuilt. They're beautiful cities. But I keep thinking about that movie On the Beach, which was created from a novel. And the director really pushed hard to get this made into a movie, not because he thought it was going to make a lot of money, but because he said, we have to start getting people thinking about the possibility that these bombs are so big and there's so many of them that we could exterminate ourselves. And it is ridiculous. It's shocking to think that we have all of these money junkies who are willing to risk the incineration of the surface of planet Earth and the extinction of humanity in this argument over whose brand of ink and paper we're all going to be using for the next 100 years. I mean, to me, that's a symptom of insanity right there.
Well, you know, Michael, like you always said, all wars are bankers' wars. It all leads back to the fiat money system, the predator interest rate, I shouldn't say interest rate, but you know what I'm talking about with the Federal Reserve. So, you know, it gets back to gold. Now people are starting to come on, different radio shows and whatever, talking about confiscating gold. Where do you think that's going to go? Because that's the end result. Gold is money.
Well, I think the reason why the U.S. might be pushed to confiscate gold has more to do with the fact that the Federal Reserve gold bullion vaults like J.P. Morgan have been caught playing fast and loose with other people's gold. And it's led to a rash of calls by other governments to repatriate the gold that's on deposit there. Germany was not able to get their gold back. They got none of their original gold bars back. They got some gold bars back of lesser purity. And at some point, if there is a gold run, the U.S., they're going to turn to the American people and say, turn in your gold. And because there's a lot of it out there in the hands of the American people. Roosevelt did it in 1933. But I think they're seriously going to have to confiscate all the firearms first, or they're going to run into trouble when they break into people's homes and try and grab those gold coins.
Hey, Michael, I just thought of a good one. You know, the alchemist was going to turn lead into gold. Well, when they come take my gold, I'll tell them I'm turning this lead into gold.
Yeah. Well, you can turn lead into gold, but it costs so much money, it's just not really worth it.
No, but I mean, come get my metal. Come get my lead. That's
yes.
That's all you're going to get.
Yeah.
Trump no, banned
I hear,
up on
I
that
hear
one.
What
I
you're saying.
Say.
Hello?
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm hearing these weird sounds on the phone connections today, these beeps and everything. Maybe the FBI is recording our phone calls so they can come back and say, why are you saying bad things about Hillary Clinton and why are you saying bad things about the FBI? Because deserve it. That's why.
It took me a long time to get through.
Yeah.
It took me a long time to get on.
Really?
This is one day I'm not going to be able to hear Mike. And finally, after 10 minutes or 15 minutes, I got on.
Okay. That's kind of interesting because, I mean, I did have two calls before you. It shouldn't have been all that long.
No. This was like from 4 to 4:15.
Okay. Were you getting
Eastern time.
Ring?
Eastern time.
Okay. All right.
Eastern time.
Listen, we'll let our board operator take a look at the issue. There have been a lot of technical problems. There's certainly a lot of interference going on with attacks on my server, attacks on the podcast server. Somebody been trying to break in and disrupt the BAM user feed. Like I said, the other side loves to play dirty. Mo, we're going to let you
attacks
go.
Attacks on the truth. Attacks on the truth.
Yeah, that definitely is what it is, a war on the truth by the U.S. government.
See you, Mike.
We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for software fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Michael in Ireland. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Yes, I first had one little simple question, which I'll ask. But the main question would be about gold. But you said on another broadcast that during the Civil War, the Confederacy had a different flag from the Stars and the Bars. What was that flag like?
You'd have to probably do a Google search on that. I remember finding it once, and it was actually quite ornate and convoluted and would have been very difficult and costly to reproduce. And the era where Hollywood started making that flag that we associate with the Confederacy, they didn't have the big budget for movies that they do today. But that's really the origin of that. And it did exist as a naval ensign for the Confederacy, But that's all it was. It was never the flag of the Confederacy itself. But today it's basically understood that it's the flag of the Confederacy and everybody's trying to ban it. It's racist and slavery and everything. So they're getting their knickers in a twist over an historical mistake. And that's just how embarrassing the whole matter is.
Did they use this other flag a lot? If it was complicated, it would be hard for them to make it, wouldn't it? I mean, on the battlefield, they must have had a standard then to have flags, I think.
They had battle standards, and they were in all different kinds, just like in America's military, each military unit has their own particular unit flag. But you can find the real flag of the Confederacy in a Google search. That one that we think of as the flag of the Confederacy, the one that Al Gore and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton have used in the past in their campaign literature, that actually is something that was put forward as the flag of the Confederacy by Hollywood.
Yeah, and okay. The other question, you talked about gold, and you think sooner or later they will try to recall all the gold in the U.S. How will they do that, and will the people give into it? During the Depression, when they did it, a lot of people gave in, but I would think a lot of people would refuse. Would they come force their way in houses and collect the gold, or what do you think?
Well, I imagine if you've got like maybe a coin or two, it's probably not worth the effort. When Roosevelt did it in 1933, he did have the support of the American people, and they turned their gold in exchange for paper money, which rapidly began to lose its value. Today, I think it would be very different. I think most people understand that the U.S. paper money is very untrustworthy. It does not hold its value, especially with all this quantitative easing and inflation going on. And I think probably most people would refuse. Now, for large purchases of gold, the government has been keeping a record for many, many years, so they know who's got large amounts of gold. For people who've been buying one coin at a time here and there, they're probably off the record. But at some point, yeah, they're going to put out the call, but I don't think most Americans are going to surrender their gold voluntarily because the paper money they're going to be given in exchange for it will not hold its value. And everybody understands gold does hold its value. It's an intrinsic holder of wealth and wealth preservation. And I think people are just going to hang on to it. Right now, the American people do not support this government. They have no faith in this government. They're not just going to just blindly obey an order to surrender what economic safety they've tried to build for themselves.
What about silver? Will they try to collect silver?
They might.
And this would, could this be done internationally? Would it be in other countries too?
That would be up to those other countries. Right now, the United States is dealing with a serious gold shortfall in the New York Federal Reserve. Private bullion centers like J.P. Morgan, certainly Fort Knox. They haven't had an audit down there in 50 years. Back in the, the late 70s when there was a question about the gold in Fort Knox, they opened the door to one vault and there were some bars stacked there, but nobody was allowed to touch them or test them.
And what about a metal like platinum?
Could be. Anything that is a store of value or worth is definitely, going to be up for grabs when the government starts plundering the people. And they're already doing it through civil forfeiture. Anything that of value, they're just going to grab it. The United States has declined into the same state as England in the time of Robin Hood, where Sir Guy of Gisborne's thugs are just striding across the country land, grabbing pigs and chickens and farmers' daughters whenever they feel like it. There's a huge new scandal coming on out from the Drug Enforcement Administration. Apparently, they have been profiling American travelers and seizing their money on the basis of some arbitrary definition of potential suspicion of drug activity. And in 10 years, U.S. DEA agents have seized nearly $210 million from 5,200 Americans at airports and Amtrak train stations. This was in USA Today. Only two people turned out to be real suspects. So, yeah, the government is already grabbing the wealth of the American people. civil forfeiture, the Bureau of Land Management stealing private land under all these various excuses. Yeah, this government is already at the point of literally plundering the wealth of the people just to perpetuate itself a little longer.
How could the American people fight against that with computers? I mean, you said that might be the means of fighting. I don't see how that would do much good.
Well, it does good in, as I said before, Roosevelt was able to get away with the gold confiscation because the American people supported him, believed in him, thought he was making the best decision for the country as a whole. Today, because of the independent media and the internet, the American people don't have that naive, blind trust in the government. They're going to see a demand to surrender gold as just another device to loot the American people for the benefit of the bankers. Okay?
And if they did that, what would the what if they looted it on a grand scale? What would happen then?
That is something that only time is going to tell us. Like I said, I think most people are going to try and find ways to resist. They're going to try and hide their gold, silver, and platinum, try and claim it. Well, I sold this off a while ago, or my house was broken into, and all my gold was stolen. And any manner of means. To protect what's their property from government seizure under color of law. Anyway, Michael, I need to let you go. We're running out of time, and I got a couple more calls I need to get to. So we're going to switch over to John in Ohio. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yeah, you know, it's about that gold issue. I doubt if they'd be able to do that. The world is becoming more aware of the value of gold. It's become the real money. Mm-hmm. They might nationalize the mines or something in that order. But for them to go out and confiscate it, there's only about approximately 1.5% of the population at this time, sir, that owns any precious gold or metals. So that would be an uphill
struggle
for them.
We all have wedding rings.
Yeah, well, that's not a problem.
You can have my wedding ring when you pry it from my cold, dead finger.
I wish more people would recognize that, but that's just it. They don't, Mike. Anyhow, getting back to that, I really don't think, even China, they've opened up, they're encouraging their citizens to own gold and silver. So, I mean, we'll be beating a dead horse there if we try to go after that gold. I mean, we'll be like India. The more bootleggers will bring in gold than the government buys. That's just my take on it, Mike. I could be wrong, but I think
you could be right. When the gold starts being grabbed, there'll be smugglers, there'll be bootleggers, there's always going to be somebody who's going to want to do that thing. And you're absolutely right. China is actually one of the world's leading producers of gold, but they can't
That's
keep
right.
up with their
they
consumer demand. They're starting to import from Russia now.
Exactly right. There was a shortfall because so many people are going after it. At one time, they were the only game in town. They were important more than any other country. But other companies have heeded the call now. They realize what's going. The petrodollar's dying, and it's really in a spin now, and more people are aware of it. We're the ones that are backward. 1.5% Asians, it's anybody that can afford it, that's what they buy. The Indians, same thing, sir. The Pakis, same thing, sir.
Everybody is, because ultimately, you know, when this private central bank cartel, this debt slave system that has held us all in bondage for 300 years, when it comes crashing down, these pieces of ink and paper are going to be absolutely worthless. Toilet tissue. That's all they're going to be worth. There's no intrinsic value
right.
to those
even,
paper
even
notes.
Even Big Al Green Scam, I call him Green Scam, Big Al... He was a gold bug initially. He wrote a thesis on gold. And, of
yes.
course, he rolled over when he took the position with the Fed. But, I mean, people are aware
and now
of
that he's
now.
Out of the Fed, he's
day.
Back to being a supporter of gold.
Exactly. Isn't that ironic? Isn't that? Maybe he hears a grave whistling at him or something. I don't know what it's about, but it's amazing the times we're living in. But I'm not worried about him coming after the metals, the people that already have it. They'll nationalize the mines. Like South America's doing presently, and we'll follow suit. And they'll tax everybody, anybody that has it, now that we're going paperless as far as our money, they'll tax the heck out of it, you know, as a capital gain, and they'll just rip you off that way. But, Mike,
yeah.
thank you. Keep up the good work. You're a blessing. You're a blessing to this country, and I'm sincere when I say that, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the kind words, and thank you for the phone call. And we're going to let you go because we're going to switch over to Ed in Florida. Aloha, Ed. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to make a couple comments about the Confederate flag. The one that people mostly think is the Southern Cross, which they used from 1861 onwards. That was, the 12 stars sewn on a white field. You had that, like, if you look at the upper left-hand portion, it was just that sewn onto a white field. Then at the end of the war, in March of 65, they kept the same design but added a red bar in the fly-in. So they did have the Confederate battle flag, if you want to call it that, as their official flags from 1863 on to 1865.
Okay, well, I'll have to look at that issue again.
They're also known as, the first Confederate National, second Confederate National, third Confederate National. Those are the three flags that were recognized by the Confederate government. Okay, not battle flag, which was a naval ensign flag, as you said.
Yeah.
But that was hijacked by, I guess, your white supremacists during the Civil Rights era.
Now, there I got to put you on hold because, when they were out there talking about this person is associated with the KKK and the Confederacy and racism, I found in a web search a dozen photos of the KKK in their white robes marching in their protests carrying the American flag, not the Confederate flag. So
I think it was the Democratic Party that actually established the Ku Klux Klan, and they did ride around in white hoods waving the American flag.
That's a big part of this film that's out, Hillary's America, which I've got to go see. It's apparently playing down at the Dole Cannery Theaters. And so we'll look at that. Anyway, Ed, thank you for the update. I need to let you go. We're going to switch. Bye-bye. Thank you very much. Alex in San Antonio, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Alex. Mike. Aloha, Mike. I was calling because I have a couple of questions. First one is regarding the whole socialist and all this other stuff, way that governments function. And I was wondering something. How come no one ever brings up Tito's Yugoslavia as a model for, how could I put it to you, a socialist and a capitalist environment that worked very well because the figurehead of Tito allowed there to have some type of balance, And my thing is, and when talking about that, we look at what's going on with Ukraine and Crimea, and I'm thinking, well, when the Slovenia and Croatia decided to break off from Yugoslavia, they supported that. They wanted to support the independence of Slovenia and Slovakia. I guess it was because they wanted to break up Yugoslavia because it was, an economic engine for Europe.
A big part of it. Anytime they go in and they'll break up countries that represent a threat to the established order. And we're in a part of history where we're dealing with an interesting paradigm shift because in history, wars were about control of land, and today it is about control of economies to the point where the lines on the maps don't matter anymore. And that's a very subtle change, but you need to understand that, again, that's what's driving the American wars. The United States absolutely has no intention of invading Russia and planting the American flag in the middle of Red Square. It's all about control of the economies. Because the economies are where the wealth of nations resides, whereas as late as World War II, the land they controlled, the physical resources, represented the wealth of the nations.
So basically, without Yugoslavia's economic prowess, the euro was free to roam, is what you're trying to explain to me.
Well, it was less about Yugoslavia. I mean, the euro came in with the European Union when they tried to pull all of that together. And let me back up and make an observation because we're almost at the commercial break. whether a system is capitalist or socialist, it's only as workable, it's only as good or bad as the leaders who are controlling it. If you have leaders that are sincerely interested in making life better for the people and the nation to secure their place in the history book, you're going to have a system that works, like you did under Tito. If you have a system, whether it's capitalist or socialist or fascist, that is in the control of people whose only agenda is wealth and power for themselves, it's going to be a terrible system, whether it's capitalism, socialism, or fascism. It really comes down to the people as to whether the system is going to work or not. There is no magic system out there that guarantees the wealth and freedom of the ordinary people because, again, the curse of political power is it attracts the very sort of people who shouldn't be allowed to have it. The founding fathers developed probably what is the closest to perfect system for a republic with democratic rule, but over time it's been eroded and decayed by the money junkies and the war hawks and the power freaks. Okay?
Yes, no, I understand, Mike. And just to finalize the question is, do you think that Donald Trump will adopt something like this, being that he speaks on platforms that are both socially, about social welfare, not welfare in the sense of giving us money and government.
Okay, I got to cut you off. I got to cut you off. We're on a commercial break. Trump, I think, is going to lean back toward capitalism. We already know that Hillary is purely into fascism and will continue that policy. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining hold?
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our program today. Last segment of this Thursday show here. And apparently in the discussions between Turkish President Erdogan and Vladimir Putin, one of the points they're agreeing on is to drop use of the U.S. dollar in trade between Turkey and Russia and do all the trade directly in lira and rubles. And they're saying this would benefit both Russia and Turkey. And yes, it would, because they wouldn't be paying interest and charges and everything to the Federal Reserve. And so Turkey is now probably competing with Russia to be at the top of the U.S. government's special high interest targets list. Now, as you know, the allegation that Seth Rich was the leak from inside the Democratic National Committee of those emails that WikiLeaks released has created a huge furor. Yesterday, the U.S. government came on out and said, we have found absolutely no indications that Seth Rich had anything to do with the leak, and there's no connection with his death. He was robbed, and yes, they were stupid robbers because they didn't take his wallet, his watch, or his cell phone. But, you know, in Washington, D.C., the robbers are just as dumb as the politicians, so you will just believe as we tell you to believe. And now the Seth Rich family has been cut off from all access to the media. There is now a family spokesman, an official family spokesman who will speak to the media on behalf of the Seth Rich family. He is a known Democrat crisis consultant. He's a spin doctor. WikiLeaks just came out with that one. He's not there to take care of the Seth Rich family. He is there to try and keep the lid on yet another political assassination. And one more point, okay? Anybody who understands crime understands that robbers and muggers are going to be out on the streets the same time the people are. At 4 o'clock in the morning, everybody has gone home, including the robbers and muggers. So the official story just does not withstand any kind of examination whatsoever. Over in France, where they're dealing with this refugee immigrant crisis, the French government is now demanding their citizens to accept refugees into their homes. Look, you can put a cot down there in the basement. You got to take one of these refugees. It really is out of control over there, and they're just pushing this agenda to blur all the world's people together in order to destroy their sense of identity, their sense of self. And that is a very common tactic when you're taking over somebody else's country, whether it's insisting the Native Americans dress in Western clothing, punish them for speaking their native language, demand they learn English. It's all about destroying their own sense of identity to make them easier to control. And that's what all this illegal immigrant and refugee nonsense is about. To try and get us to forget that we're Americans. To get the French to forget their French. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here, get something useful done with the rest of the day. The Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three of our broadcast tomorrow. So a reminder, everybody listening to this broadcast is now part of the independent media. You've got to take what you learn. You've got to get it on out there to your friends, family, coworkers, social media. There are hundreds of millions of American citizens, and working together, we can overcome the corporate media propaganda machine. So have yourself a good evening. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think.
Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.